and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
And I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
Last week, I think it was last week.
It was.
You talked to two gentlemen from 21C.
I did. I talked to Museum Manager Dayton Castleman and General Manager Emmanuel Gardinier. He's from 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville.
I was not in town.
You were not.
But I've heard the interview since because I listened to the program. And I thought it was very interesting to hear Emmanuel, who comes from the hospitality side of things,
yes,
talk about what it's like to have a hotel and a museum under the same roof. And I loved his answer when you asked him, how does that work? And he said, well, it makes sense because you've got to have your front desk and your lobby open 24/7. So why not have a museum that's open 24/7?
Exactly. And the reason they had stopped by was, you know, as part of the Bentonville Art and Culinary Festival, you know, the way they're participating is there are museum manager docent tours at 21C at 5 o'clock every Wednesday and Friday. Now, those have been going on for months, but...
And will continue.
And they will continue. But you know, the idea with the Bentonville Art and Culinary Festival, there are a lot of events happening downtown, and this is just kind of a way to highlight that, you know, that this is their way to participate with the events downtown. And so while they were here, they did say some other things that, of course, that we didn't have time for last week, but we had some time today, so I thought we would share some of that. One of the questions that I had asked them was if either one of them had led a tour at the museum.
I lead all of the tours.
You lead all of them?
For the most part, yes.
Have you? Oh, so if you lead them all, have you ever been on one of his tours?
Yes, I followed his tours. And actually, I have spent some time. That's also part of the things I enjoy is when I walk around and I see some people which are looking at a piece and I can see in their face that they have a question or they want a little bit more. And if I got time, I always stop and engage the conversation and give a little bit more background for the piece, or actually point them to like the tree of 40 fruits because it's unusual and people might not realize what it is. They might not stop and read. So that's the beauty of it is I get to actually give mini tours or try to answer a question as best as I can.
And I might be dusting and bump into people. And I actually have some of my best conversations, those best moments with folks that are looking. Sometimes I can tell if they have a question, they're inquisitive. And those types of ad hoc momentary interactions with folks are really fun because I can say, would you like me to tell you a little bit more about this? You know, you seem interested in what's going on here. And so, you know, in addition to these scheduled tours, that's also a wonderful bit. I also overhear other staff explaining works of art to people while I might be going about some other business, which is delightful too. When you hear your front desk explaining to someone about a work of contemporary art, it's really delightful knowing that that wasn't the job they were hired to do per se, but it speaks to the 21C ethos of involving everybody in the work of the museum.
So do staff members get sort of a crash course in the art?
Mm-hmm. Yep. They do.
Did you get one, Emmanuel?
Yes, I did.
Did you have much of a background in art before coming here? Is this all new to you?
No, I mean, well, I was lucky to have been born in France, and obviously we do have a lot of art readily available anywhere. And being born in Paris, my parents took me to every single museum they could think of. Usually kicking and screaming at that age, but same thing with school. So, I mean, yeah, I was introduced to art. It might not have been my passion, but I always enjoyed looking at it, and especially contemporary art because it's usually a good reflection on our times. And I'm kind of a geek, so if there is a piece of contemporary art that is a little geeky, and some are, that really resonates with me. And I mean, the Tree of 40 Fruit is just, for me, it's mind-boggling because it combines nature and art at the same time and science to be able to do that. So I'm in awe of that kind of thing. Mm-hmm.
The museum is contemporary art, and that was something that I didn't realize, 21C being 21st century artists. Mm-hmm. How, I've never understood that. How do you, I feel like art to me has always been presented as in people that are dead or old or whatever. So how do you do something with someone that is alive or is still producing art?
Well, living artists need to sell their work as
well.
And so there are collectors like our founders who are interested in those ideas. And there's something wonderful about contemporary art because it's still very much alive. It's still very much, it's actively involved in the world of ideas and the cultural conversation of art. When you view like an encyclopedic museum, you might discover works of art that have been canonized, so to speak. A contemporary art museum tends to be a little bit more experimental, a little bit more willing to push the boundaries in terms of what might last or what might not last. And it gives voice to new ideas in a way that encyclopedic museums of art oftentimes don't. So there's a dynamism to contemporary art. The fact these artists are still living, the fact that they're still making work as we speak, gives it a type of vital character that that really makes it fun to bat around, and that it prioritizes the experience of the viewer in many ways, because the jury is still out, perhaps, on what all of this stuff means or where it goes, mm-hmm. oftentimes. And so you can encourage a guest to use their own imagination as they engage the work. I think they enjoy that, but they have to be invited to do it sometimes, to say like, well, what do you think? What do you see? What's going on? Mm-hmm. And that's exciting when people open up.
There's lots of things happening, it seems like, between a museum and a hotel. And so when you're, I guess you haven't done this yet, but when you switch out the exhibition, I mean, how's you going to do it at 3 a.m. when there's less people? Or how do you, I mean, you can't really shut down your front desk area.
We have a very good art team, which is largely based in Louisville, mm-hmm. and they know what they're doing. So I'm looking forward to seeing what that process is like.
And obviously we're not going to shut everything, but it's just like it's a process that's going to be ongoing for many weeks. Mm-hmm. So we cannot change the whole exhibit at once, but it's just going to be one gallery after another. Mm-hmm. And it's a matter of being flexible and choosing the right time to do it. Some of them will probably be done at night.
Yeah. Certain spaces, for example, sure. we might shut down a meeting room when that's able to be shut down, but you can't shut down the lobby of a hotel.
And exactly.
Another wonderful part about that is that it allows people to see, to a certain degree, what it's like working behind the scenes at a museum, which I have done. Only we don't have a behind the scenes in one respect when it comes to our museum because of our hours. So it'll be interesting. I mean, if a person wants to know what it's like to move a very big painting and to rehang something else, if they stick around, they might just be able to see that.
Do you often have people coming in at strange hours of the night?
You would be surprised. Yes, we do. I mean, I wouldn't say it's hundreds of people.
No.
But yeah, we do. We have late revelers that stroll in, and you walk around the galleries. We do have so a lot of people at the end of the bar when the bar closes that
sure.
stick around and enjoy the galleries. But yeah, we have a little bit more than you would think.
So the tours are at 5 on Wednesday and Friday mm-hmm. every week. They're mm-hmm. free. Do you need to sign up for them or anything?
You don't have to sign up. Just show up in the lobby.
Would you recommend an age? For, are there children that maybe?
I think that kids are ideal.
Okay.
Yeah. Their opinions on what art is or is not are less solidly formed sometimes, and that can be helpful in a museum of contemporary art.
Definitely. They're very open
yeah,
to
absolutely.
The...
Yeah, absolutely.
Do you like that openness about the contemporary art? You mentioned experimental.
Yeah. Yeah, I do. It allows some elbow room in terms of the ideas. And this is, you know, another one of the passions of the folks that collected the work mm-hmm. is the way that the ideas embedded in works of contemporary art are ways of enriching people, helping people see the world in a slightly different way perhaps, but also connecting people to one another because it invariably promotes conversation. Even if that's negative conversation mm-hmm. from time to time, it is a conversational medium, I think. And that's an important part of being human.
Well, is there anything I've missed or anything else you guys would like to add?
Well, I think I would add that one of the highlights for me are our vitrines. We have lobby areas on the guest floors, and those are spaces that we use to show the work of Arkansas and area local artists. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the highlights for me, is that it's not simply a kind of bringing work in from the outside endeavor, but to highlight the work of folks that are doing really interesting contemporary art right where we are in Northwest Arkansas and beyond.
That was Museum Manager Dayton Castleman and General Manager Emmanuel Gardinier from 21C Museum Hotel in Bentonville inside the Furman Garner Performance Studio. The docent tours occur at 5 o'clock every Wednesday and Friday evening. The tours are free and open to the public. All you have to do is show up to the lobby.
Oh, I was just going to say that part of the exhibit that's there is permanent. Mm-hmm. But others are part of the collection of the owners of 21C, and they'll be rotated out.
Yes. They rotate their exhibits out about every 6 months.
Yeah.
So the hybridity one will be, done. I think we were discussing September.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And then the whole lobby changes.
Yep. And so if you want some more information, you can go to 21cmuseumhotels.com/Bentonville.
Support for KUAF is provided by Arcom Printing, located on the hillside just east of the Township and College intersection in Fayetteville. Arcom Printing provides printing, copying, and digital output services. ArcomPrinting.com or 444-7711. The 15th annual KUAF Summer Jazz Series begins July 13th with American bebop and jazz pianist, composer, and singer Bob Doro, a living legend.
Okay.
I don't use that title lightly.
You're pointing at me, so yes. I know it's very serious.
The series will then continue with the Composer's Showcase on July 27th and the Amina Figueroa Quintet on August 16th. Tickets and more information are available online at KUAF.com.